From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. As European Union ministers meet today about the migrant and refugee crisis, the U.S. Special Envoy to the Global Coalition to Counter ISIS, the Islamic State, retired Marine General John Allen, and others deal with the fighting in Iraq and Syria, which has forced people to seek asylum in Europe. VOA's Victor Beatty reports.
Allen says over the past year, the Coalition Against the Islamic State has worked hard to stem the flow of foreign fighters to its ranks, impede its finances, compete with what he calls the IS message of hate, as well as deal with the resulting humanitarian crisis. Robert Ford, former U.S. ambassador to Damascus, says that humanitarian crisis is not coming from ISL territory in Syria, but as a result of the Bashar al-Assad regime's use of chemical weapons and barrel bombs that are emptying out entire cities.
Half of Syria is now displaced. Half of the Syrian population is no longer living in their homes.
Ford says the Obama administration's focus has been on the IS group, not the real culprit in the crisis, the Assad government. Last week, a White House spokesman said the Islamic State has lost some 30% of the populated territory it held a year ago in Iraq. He said it has lost more than 17,000 square kilometers of territory in northern Syria and is cut off from most of the Syria-Turkey border. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
And also in the new Palestinian-Israeli police clashed at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem Sunday on the eve of the Jewish New Year. Violence at the site has been escalating because Muslims are upset that non-Muslim visitors are there and a push to allow Jewish prayer outside the mosque. Suicide bombers killed at least seven people. It happened Sunday in attacks in northern Cameroonian town of Kalafata. It's on the border, suffering numerous attacks from Nigerian-based Boko Haram insurgents. Cameroon joins the task force seeking to fight Boko Haram. This is VOA News. Taliban insurgents have stormed a prison in eastern Afghanistan, releasing hundreds of prisoners. The well-organized attack began with a suicide car bombing that allowed other rebels to get into the prison. Afghan officials say a total of 355 prisoners escaped, adding 148 of them were threats to national security. Four security guards were killed while several were wounded in the Taliban attack. Powerful bomb went off in central Pakistan Sunday evening, killing at least 10 people, injuring around 60 others. The violence happened near a bus terminal in the city of Multan, about 600 kilometers southwest of Islamabad. And regional police officer Tariq Masood was heading to the scene with a forensics team, as senior police officials told reporters they suspected a suicide bomber riding a motorbike carried out the attack. Other officials blamed it on a remote control device. Hospital officials said several people were seriously wounded and feared the death toll could rise. No one claimed responsibility right away. The governor of Japan's southern island of Okinawa says he will revoke permits for the construction of a new U.S. airbase on his island after talks broke down between his administration and officials in Tokyo. Takeshi Onaga told reporters his government was taking that action after discovering defects in the original permits issued by his predecessor. Onaga was elected governor last year on a pledge to block the relocation of the U.S. Marine Corps' airbase from a heavily populated area of Okinawa to another island. Tokyo and the United States negotiated the relocation in recognition of residents' concerns about noise pollution from the airbase. Egyptian security officials have killed 12 people, including Mexican tourists, after mistakenly opening fire on the visitors while the forces were pursuing terrorists in Egypt's western desert. The Mexican Foreign Ministry said in a statement the area the tourist was in was off-limits to foreign tourists. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto has demanded an investigation into the deadly incident. Here in the United States, billionaire Donald Trump continues to gain support in his quest to get the Republican Party's nomination for president next year. In the newest poll out, 33% of Republican voters said they would choose Trump. That's up from 24%. On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton has seen her support fall, but she still leads with a 56-28 margin over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. You can get more news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.